Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of at that point in life when people ask me how I'm doing, I don't know what to say.
Cassie is feeling every word of that.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying to get through it, living life, working hard, trying to get some rest, repeat. That's it. That's life right now.
How's the leg?
It's better. My friend told me that the first time he had a flare-up in his knee, it took 6 months before he was fully healed. So I was like, damn, 6 months. But it comes and goes. But for the most part, it's been a lot better for the last week or so since I started taking the cherry tart juice.
Cool. All right. Abby, how was your day yesterday?
I feel like we always get this question on Wednesday specifically, and I can't stress this enough. Tuesday is my most boring day of the week, so I never have anything interesting to say other than yesterday I cleaned my apartment and I worked. I'm getting ready for the weekend. My best friend from college and her boyfriend are coming to visit, so just kind of gearing up for that, trying to get all the stuff done this week so that I can enjoy her company come Friday and Saturday.
I will make a note. Do not ask Abby on Wednesday morning.
I never have anything interesting to say. I'm like, here it comes, Wednesday again. I did nothing cool. And I just look like this loser 28-year-old. Like, yeah, yesterday I went to work and then I went home and now I'm here again.
that's a weird perception.
Yeah.
Yesterday, for me, highlight and low light was shopping with Hollis yesterday for his trip to the Vatican.
Nice.
It was great.
What'd you buy?
We just went to Old Navy. We bought him like 4 outfits. He dresses like his dad. He doesn't have anything like Vatican appropriate.
Yes, Old Navy is absolutely where I go for the Vatican.
I mean, all he needed was khakis and some button-down shirts and stuff like that. So we did that and got him ready for Italy. He's going to break away a little bit and see the Colosseum because it's not on their schedule, but they're allowed to do that.
Oh, nice.
And also, it's his birthday coming up also, right? Aww. So he's got graduation, his birthday coming up. And it just so happens that Roma, which is the soccer team in Rome, is playing while he's there. So I told him, for your birthday, I'll get you tickets to the match.
Nice.
So he's going to see Rome play, who was it? Milan, maybe.
Oh, my God. What
Sunday.
An incredible birthday.
Fun. I know, right? Some of his friends are already in Italy. They're traveling in Italy by themselves right now and going to meet up with the whole class like tomorrow. He leaves tonight. So his high school team is in the state playoffs today, and then he leaves tonight for Rome. Crazy day.
Yeah, that 17-year-old's got a better life than you do right now, Abby.
I was like, you're going to Italy and you're going to go see the soccer players play Milan versus Rao. Like, I mean, my life is going to be cool in like 3 months, but right now my life is very uncool.
Abby wants...
And Old Navy, come on now.
Come on now.
Abby needs Hollis's phone number so she can have him pick her up an Italian soccer player to bring back.
Right.
Yeah, you think you'd have to pay tariffs on that?
Probably.
For sure. I did find myself extending the time yesterday with him a little bit. Like, hey, you know what? We should go to another couple of stores, right? Just because he's leaving for Italy, he gets back, then he's going to get caught up in working in the summer, and then he leaves for college in August. So I'm like, you know, we should get some pizza also.
Kristen, now is the best time for you to count how many days until Hollis leaves for college and just remind Bart every day, you only have 18 days.
Difference between Bart and I have a heart, and I wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't, so.
I've got an algorithm that's got me right in there also, and it's telling you again, you got to be paying attention every single day. And I'm like, Kristen, now I get it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm living. How you doing, Kristen?
Good. Abby was here when I played the message in my voicemail that Jimmy ran into a pole at school had a nice 2-inch.
Oh,
a 2-inch up and down, 1-inch side to side. Massive bump bruise on his head. So I got the message and they said they were going to call Bart, but then we started getting text messages and the nurse sent a photo of what his head looked like. Oh, this is not pretty.
Real jacked up, huh?
So I was like, I texted and I'm like, thank you. Do we need to come get him? And they're like, no, he's playing Magna Tiles and he seems to be okay. And his teacher distracted him by playing some Octonauts for him. So now he's got a new favorite show that I didn't even know existed that is on Netflix. So that's cool. But it's cute, so it's fine. And then I go to pick him up and the kid comes to the door and they open the door. And, you know, you should downplay it for the sake of your child and not freak him out. But I was like, oh, dang. Your face is messed up.
Does he react differently around Bart when he gets hurt than when he does?
Oh, I got to kiss every boo-boo to make it better.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, no, he's, I'm not, you know, he's my sensitive child. So the littlest thing happens and he's, you know, he's a little dramatic. So he's very much my child. Mm. But yeah, so we got home and it's just this huge, like out of a cartoon bump on his forehead that's got a line going down the middle. That's the bruise. And it's just so swollen and And so, and the last day of school. So last day of school pictures will be on Thursday, which is fitting because we just talked to Cassie about her daughter hurting herself right before class photos.
It's so easy to AI or Photoshop that stuff out now, though. So
you know what? I don't want to because it's not traumatic, but it's one of those moments that you want to remember it was.
All right. A story to
like,
tell for sure.
Mar and all that, you know, and I'm like, did you trip? And he got so mad at me and he's like, I did not trip. I was running. And I go, you were running and looking behind you, weren't you? And he was like, yes. So he likes to run now and look behind him. And he's not looking where he's going. And he just ran right to that pole at school.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I told you guys this story. When I was out with Hayden one day. And we were doing the same thing. We were sprinting or running or racing each other, quote unquote. And he tripped just as he got to a tree and didn't break his fall. My son Hayden has a habit of this. He falls and doesn't break it. So his face goes right into the tree. Ooh. I mean, and he split his forehead. And forehead cuts for whatever reason just ooze, man.
They
and
bleed,
right?
Chins do too.
So he's with me and he's not crying, but the blood is dripping down his face like he's a WWE wrestler, right? Just dripping down his face. I get him to the house. Everything seems to be under control and fine. He remained fairly calm. Stacy walks in the door and he loses it. Just starts crying. And he was with me, no problem at all. Soon as she walked in the house, all the tears started,
man. It's mom time.
It is mom time. Because
he knows it. And, like, so that's what happened. So I pick him up from school, and the teacher, Miss Kelly, was like, yeah, so I was trying to, like, she goes, I know it looks bad, but I was trying to play it down. And I'm over here like, and then we get home, and I give him a bowl of ice cream because, aww, you know, I feel bad that he had a rough day. And then Bart gets home, and he's like, so what has Jimmy had to eat today? And I'm like, a bowl of ice cream. Once again, proving why.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's more fun to parent on by yourself than with another person.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is huge news for true crime lovers who've been following this Menendez brothers case, which I feel like we talked about a lot in 2024 because of that documentary and that monster show that came out that recaptured what happened with Eric and Lyle Menendez back in 1989 when both of them killed their parents and then were sentenced to life in prison without parole. Now, a lot of people have felt like they should have gotten either a resentencing or they should have had the opportunity to have parole because it came out that actually their father, Jose Menendez, may have mistreated, wink, wink, these kids as they were growing up, and that's what may have led them to make that decision to take both of their parents' lives. So now a California judge has resentenced them to 50 years to life, which means after serving 35 years for killing their parents, they will be eligible for parole, so they may actually get out of prison once and for all.
And because they were so young when they, you know, committed the crime and were sentenced, you know, yes, 35 years to spend in prison is a very, very long time. They can now get out and have some semblance of a life.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of recoup the years that you lost, which, you know, you'll never get those back. But I mean, also their parents will never get their lives back. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, give and take here. But I know that both of them are married. I think one of them has been married twice and had an affair in prison. So, like, you know, life is still life and behind bars. But, you know, you can still come out and reclaim your life and still live life free eventually if they are great. Granted parole, so we'll see what happens.
So I was like, I'm not gonna say I was incredulous, but and it's so crazy how, you know, you not even maybe you would classify it as misremembering, but you only remember certain things about the trial when it happened. But the monster show, I wasn't a fan of. It felt very like exaggerated and it was very Hollywood. The documentary, however, was incredible. And watching that, by the end of the documentary, if you still think those two men deserve to be in prison, then you watched a very different documentary than I did. Because after watching that documentary, I was like, Yeah, no, they need to get out.
I felt the same. I've watched all of the shows. I've always been a little confused on how I really feel. But if the documentary is true and the parents did what the documentary claims they did, then I believe that they have served their time and they should be free. It's just such a tricky thing when the parents are obviously not here to defend themselves and you don't know the story. But I do agree with if the documentary is true, they should be free.
I also remember people were comparing Eric and Lyle to Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who kind of had a similar situation. Where she was mistreated and abused by her mom for her entire life, and she only got 10 years. And granted, she wasn't the one that actually executed the murder. She was just a conspirator in it, and her boyfriend did it. But at the same time, like, you know, you see her case, and then you see all the empathy that she got when people really felt like they could empathize with her side of the story, and you see Eric and Lyle Menendez, and I think a lot of the reason people haven't empathized with them as much is because, A, they were the ones that actually did the murder, but also I think people tend to not have as much empathy for men as they do for women.
Did the documentary, I can't remember, go into why they would have killed the mom? Because that part I always
because she knew
on.
And she didn't she do anything allowed. About
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they spoke up about it. And there's also now new evidence that's come out that I think has really changed people's minds as well, like a letter from 1988 where Eric wrote talking about the abuse. And also a former Menudo brother said that the father, Jose Menendez, also mistreated him as well. So it's a very interesting case. I'm really going to be interested to see if they're able to get parole, but that won't be for another couple more years because they still haven't served quite those 35 years just yet. All right, Kim Kardashian delivered a very chilling testimony in that $10 million Paris robbery. If you remember this back in 2016, this was a absolutely harrowing story. A bunch of guys broke into her hotel room. They were dressed up as cops. They had the concierge from the hotel like in handcuffs trying to translate between Kim Kardashian and the robbers, basically all to get her very, very expensive engagement ring from Kanye West. It's a terrifying story. No matter how you feel about Kim Kardashian, nobody deserves to go through that. And the BBC has now reported some of her testimony. And she said, you know, I came to Paris for Fashion Week, and Paris is always a place that I love so much. I always felt really safe. I'd stop in little hotels for hot chocolate, and it was magical. When I came for Fashion Week during that trip, it changed everything. I was still in such shock because, honestly, a lot of terrorist attacks were going on in the world at that time, and me and my friends were talking about what was going on in the world. I didn't get what was happening, and I didn't get it was about my jewelry, even though they were specifically asking for my ring, which she talks about and says that she thought she was going to get hurt in more ways than one. So she's really lucky for considering it was just a robbery. But I mean, I can't even imagine living with that trauma. All right, this singer is admitting she thought her most popular song was dumb. I'm going to explain which song that is on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Abby, you got to share your pro tip when you were booking your flight to Greece how you saved yourself $1,300.
I got $1,300 back in my bank account yesterday. Huh? Back in my bank account. It wasn't even like I did like a discount code to get my Delta flight to give me some more money. So I'm going to Greece in September and I'm really excited, but oh my God, that flight was so expensive when I booked. I think it was probably close to $3,000. But I was like, you know what? Like, I'm hosting this trip, so like, I can't not go. So I booked the flight. I was like, this is just how much it costs to get to Greece. And so we have this big group chat because there's 26 girls going, and all of a sudden the group chat starts blowing up. And someone said, hey, did y'all see that the flight to Greece went down? If you emailed the Delta representatives, you can get an e-credit. I'm like, oh, cool. I've done this before, and I got like $100 back. So I'm like, okay, that's a round of drinks in Greece. Let me go ahead and do that so I can, you know, save some cash.
So this is just the tickets went on sale when you had previously bought them?
So I've already bought the tickets. I bought them probably back in December. Yeah, I bought them in December. I've had them for a while. So, I mean, I was ready to take the $3,000 and move on with life. And so I was like, you know, let me see if I can get some cash back. Let me see how much the difference between how much I purchased it for in December and then, you know, see how much they'll give me back for another flight or whatever. Because they'll give you an e-credit, but they won't just give you like money. So I go to Delta and I'm like, hey, I got a notification that my flight went down. Can I get an e-credit? Blah, 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 blah. And immediately, I didn't even have to like bargain. I didn't have to do anything. All of a sudden, I get a message back that said, okay, perfect. You will receive an e-credit for $1,300.
Fantastic.
So anytime you buy a flight and it goes, because obviously flight prices fluctuate depending on when you buy them. And if the flight goes down, you can get that money.
You can get an e-credit. So it's not like, okay, now I have all this money to spend in Greece, but I'm going to Cartagena in January, and that was going to be an $800 flight. So I'm like, oh, now I just paid for my flight to Cartagena.
So I'm guessing it's not Delta that tips you off, like, hey, you can save some money. So what are the websites that they were telling you where they found out that it went cheaper?
Well, I guess everyone's just like a Delta pro because, you know, if you live in Atlanta, you only fly Delta. So I feel like everyone here in Atlanta kind of knows what to do with your Delta flights. So I guess somebody
I've been flying out of here 20 years.
I had no idea.
I know that there are websites, or you could even do like a, I think like a Google alert also. If a price goes down, it'll come off, but I'm wondering if anybody in your group knew about it.
Yeah, I guess somebody just had like a Google alert for their flight price, and they messaged the whole group chat, and we all got money off yesterday. I was like, we about to be eating good.
I'm going to look into that to see how to get flagged when something like that goes down, because I've never had it happen.
Yeah, make sure, because like... That is better than a pro tip.
Yeah, that's way up there. All right, so you want to believe celebrities are better than you. Well, did you graduate high school? Can some of them learn?
All right, graduation season is upon us. And I was like, I wonder which celebrities got to, you know, do the walk and the cap and gown, and which celebrities decided to just drop out of high school to further their acting career. So we are going to play Who is the High School Dropout. I'm going to be pitting celebrities against each other, and you have to guess which one did not graduate from high school.
Okay.
All right. So your first pairing, I have Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds. One of them graduated high school. Mm-hmm. One of them did not.
One is American. Oh, no. Are they both Canadian?
They're both Canadian.
Oh, dang. I feel like they don't care enough. There's not as much pressure to graduate up there. They're nicer.
I don't know why, but my gut is telling me Ryan Gosling. High school.
Yeah, I was going to say Gosling also.
Gosling.
Yeah. I'm going to go Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Gosling, because he was in Mickey Mouse Club, right?
So Ryan Gosling dropped out of Lester P. Pearson High School in Canada when he was 17. Oh. So he got into the Mickey Mouse Club when he was 13, but obviously the acting bug bit him, and he was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to finish school. Now, Ryan Reynolds, he attended Prince of Wales Secondary School for grades 9 and 10. He was expelled for stealing a teacher's car.
Wow.
What?
He was a rebel.
But then he did go along to another high school and graduated alongside fellow actor Joshua Jackson in 1994.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What? Joshua Jackson and Ryan Reynolds were in the same high school? What high school?
Same. Yeah, this was...
You can't go back, Cassie. Right?
It's too late. I could go date their dads.
Kit Solano Secondary School.
All right, moving. Bye.
And now might be a good time to remind you you're married. Oh, you can't go back and date.
Listen, antics.
Don't sweat the details. Let's focus big picture.
Pause here for just 1 second, Kristen. Sean wants to save us money with Delta.
Let's do
That's a call we have to take. Hey, Sean, what do you know we don't know?
Hey, good morning. So pretty much for the past, I think, 10, 12 years, when you book a flight with Delta, you just go daily. I used to go on their app after I book a flight. You just go to change your flight through the app. And you pick the exact same dates when you go through the change, and it will tell you, you know, X amount of dollars returned via e-credit. And I've been doing that for like 12 years. I mean, I've got so many flights for the past 12, 13 years that have been covered just by this little trick. So all you do is go on the app, hit change flight, and then just it'll show you exactly what flights are cheaper around the same day, the same time. You can even change the date if you want to, day early, day later, whatever it is. And it literally, it's instant e-credit right into your Delta Scott Miles account.
So you have to have the flexibility to be able to travel on that date that you put in as the alternative?
No, he said you could any day.
No, not at all. So for example, I booked a flight to New York, and I think it was like $600. And when I went back the next day, the flights dropped to like $470. I picked the exact same flight, day, time, everything, that same exact flight had just dropped in price. So I just clicked the same exact one, and then it just gave me the difference via e-credit. Instantly. Wow.
You're rebooking.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is and getting brilliant. Your e-credit.
Oh, that's great.
But you're not canceling and rebooking.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, that one's that's major.
What?
That's major right there.
I feel like I've just made somebody some money today.
Oh, you absolutely
yeah,
did.
Yeah, like four people in this room.
I've left a lot of money on the table over years.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, they're big old celebrities, big old superstars, but some of them did not graduate high school. Doesn't make them bad people.
Nope.
They just had other things to do.
Yep. So it is graduation season, so I thought we'd play a little game called Guess the Celebrity High School Dropout. All right, we already did Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds. Y'all guessed accurately. Ryan Gosling was the dropout. Now, your next two celebrities, Reese Witherspoon or Cameron Diaz. Who is the high school dropout?
Cameron Diaz.
My gut's telling me Cameron Diaz.
My gut is also saying Cameron Diaz, but logically, Reese Witherspoon makes the most sense because I feel like she was famous earlier.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That's a good point.
So just to be different, I'm going to go Reese.
And you're wrong for being different.
Well,
it's twice now,
that hurts. So yeah, Reese Witherspoon graduated from the all-girls Harpeth Hall School in Nashville. She later attended Stanford University as an English lit major, but left prior to completing her studies to pursue an acting career. Now, Cameron Diaz dropped out of high school to pursue modeling full-time at 16. And it was shortly after she started her modeling career that she got the role in Mask.
Wow.
Okay, worked out for her.
All right. Next, guess that high school dropout between Rihanna and Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm going to go Rihanna.
I'm going to go Rihanna.
Your high school dropout is Rihanna.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Because if you remember in eBuzz, Megan Thee Stallion has a Bachelor of Science degree in Health Administration from Texas Southern University, which she received in 2021. Now, Rihanna was only 16 when she signed a record deal with Def Jam, and she left school, and now she's a billionaire.
Yeah, she left Barbados and came right here.
Well, who needs high school?
All right, here is a Harry Potter-themed one for you, okay? Who is the high school dropout? Emma Watson or Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, it's Daniel Radcliffe.
Radcliffe.
Abby had a lot of confidence.
She did.
She came with a lot of swagger with the Radcliffe.
Radcliffe's Emma went to Brown, didn't she?
She did. So Daniel Radcliffe never finished high school. And they joke, just like Harry never technically finished Hogwarts. A spoiler alert, I guess. I don't know. Emma Watson. So yes, she split her time between working on films and continuing her education, graduating from Brown University with a bachelor's degree in English Lit. All right, your next two celebrities. Who is the high school dropout? Matthew McConaughey or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leo DiCaprio. Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
God, McConaughey just has that get stoned surfer vibe. But this one is going to be Leonardo DiCaprio because I know that McConaughey went to Texas.
There you go. Yeah. Congratulations. So Leonardo DiCaprio, the Oscar winner, dropped out of school after his junior year and started studying at a free local drama center instead to pursue acting. Matthew McConaughey, not only did he graduate high school, but he attended the University of Texas at Austin.
Hook 'em.
Where he joined the Delta Tau Delta fraternity. And he graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Radio, Television, Film in 1993.
One of Stacey's friends, went to Texas also and was friends with Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
And he left Texas to go to Australia for some exchange program deal. Mm-hmm. And he was gone 3 months. And when he came home, he had an Australian accent.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And he said he couldn't shake it.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. All right, here you go. Who is the high school dropout? Is it Tracy Morgan or Dave Chappelle?
Damn, I should know this one.
You should. That's why I chose it.
It feels like it should be Tracy Morgan.
I can't remember if Tracy finished high school or not. I'm going with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dave Chappelle also. Just because I think that he thinks so out of the box that I bet he's just like, when he was in school, he's like, nah, man, this is not for me.
Okay. Well, just to be different, I'm going to choose Dave Chappelle.
You all are all wrong.
Oh, really? All of us?
Tracy Morgan.
We overthought that one. Huh?
You really did. I'm like, did you not watch that Dave Chappelle special where he went back to his high school to like fix up or like donate or whatever and they honored him?
I forgot about that.
So he attended DC's Eastern High School for a short time before transferring to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, where he studied theater, graduating in 1991. Now, Tracy Morgan, he dropped out of high school to pursue his career and says he's very happy he made the decision.
You just overthought it.
Yes, you really did. I'm sitting here watching you guys, and I'm like, I thought I made these somewhat easy, but. All right, here we go. Your last one, all right? Who is the high school dropout? Jennifer Lawrence or Millie Bobby Brown?
I'm going to go Millie Bobby Brown.
Okay.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Jennifer Lawrence.
You are correct. Wow. So Jennifer Lawrence, she dropped or ended her formal education when she was 14 years old.
What the heck?
Damn. And she said in a 60 Minutes interview, I dropped out of middle school. I don't technically have a GED or a diploma. I am self-educated. Now, Millie Bobby Brown, she is currently, or as of August 2022, she was an online student at Purdue University Global studying health and human services. However, she was homeschooled, and I did a lot of digging, and nobody can tell you if she did or did not get a high school diploma, but she's an online student at Purdue University Global. You can't go to college if you don't have a high school diploma, right?
I thought that's how that worked.
That's what I was going for.
She may have done UK education, and it's not called high school there. It's not, it doesn't, the UK education system doesn't work the same as ours, so she may have gotten her,
whatever the equivalent is
over there, and then gone to Purdue.
Okay.
All right.
But I'm sure they'll make a pass for a celebrity.
Yeah, we're not smart enough to know. So. All right. So if our competition here to get the biggest celebrity on The Burt Show was a football game, you guys would probably be in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the football game.
Oh, yeah. It's fourth quarter, baby.
We're getting real close now.
We are nowhere near the red zone, though.
No. So we had a celebrity call in yesterday. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Hi, it's Fortune Feimster.
Fortune Feimster! Fantastic stand-up comedian with incredible Netflix specials. Oh, my God. Man.
I will say this. Fortune and I have a history. She was my intern.
We were lovers.
Sorry.
And it's revealed.
So that was yesterday. And Mo and I were looking at us like, we don't know who this is.
Yeah, I didn't
Thank
have
God
a
y'all saved us, man. You're Did welcome. You know who she was? You didn't either.
No.
Weren't you yelling in the beginning?
Well, because she's calling up and, you know, she's putting herself on the line. She's like, here I am, big celebrity calling into the radio show per your request. I would feel so embarrassed if I called up and everyone was like, who is this?
Tommy, play the first 10 seconds again. I want to hear Abby. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Hi, it's Fortune Feimster.
I feel so bad because of how excited y'all were.
I was reeling. I'm like, who?
She's been in so much stuff. She's had like 3 or 4 Netflix specials.
She was a part of Chelsea Handler's show for the longest time.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear the name. I was like, I can't even Google her. I can't even pretend to know.
All right, so she's in the running now. You guys have until Friday, and then all the celebrity names go up over the weekend, and you guys will vote on who the biggest celebrity is. Whoever you choose, that Burt Show member gets a paid vacation.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join deleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Bert. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So, voting is over the weekend.
The Bert Show.
We were just talking about this in-show celebrity competition we have right now to see who can get the biggest celebrity to call in before Friday. Cassie was telling me yesterday she missed a golden opportunity. She was this close.
Oh, my God. I have been trying to think outside the box when it comes to celebs and who I can get on to tug at the heartstrings of America, who maybe isn't like the biggest name, wouldn't beat out sort of like a Reese Witherspoon. But I hit up Steve Burns, and millennials will know him as Steve from Blue's Clues, because I'm like, if I get Steve from Blue's Clues to call in, oh, I got the millennial vote up in here.
Yeah, it's the nostalgic vote.
That
for sure.
Partnered with the sob story of that is my life right now. Give me that week off. So I hit him up. And because I got verified on Instagram like way back in the day before they actually started, you know, vetting people, I was like, cool, I can do like a verify to verify. It's like a special thing where you can get in a special inbox for them. And I'm like, in the bag. No, zero response. Well, we at Pioneer, because I also work for Bert's podcasting company, launched a trailer yesterday or a couple days ago for a new show featuring Tori Belleci and Carrie Byron, who you might remember from Mythbusters, which was a really big show on Discovery, I think, growing up. And there, it's called Mythfits. The trailer is out now. I'm really excited about it. And I saw after we got some coverage in The Hollywood Reporter for them that Steve Burns was following them. Steve from Blue's Clues. So I hit up our producers. I'm like, they need to reach out directly from them to Steve from Blue's Clues, because our VP of podcasting, Casey's like, he's doing the rounds. And I'm like, get him on, because that is a millennial home run. You've got the Mythbusters folks and Steve from Blue's Clues. Like, I cannot wait to listen to that episode. I will be first in line to stream it. All the nostalgia. So they reached out and he like hit them back, and they're in talks now. And I was like, can you put in a good word for your girl? I'm glad that I could make this happen, but you know, your girl could use some time off.
Oops, missed opportunity.
Well, at least I did my job.
All right, Mo, so she wants her family back, but she's hiding a pretty dang big secret. What's going on?
So my dude, yeah, he's going through a roller coaster of emotions right now, because his life has just, I don't know, I guess been hitting him by surprise lately because of something that the mother of his children told him the other day. So they have been together all in all, I think, over a decade now. They've been together for a long time, and they have two kids together. One really small kid that I think is 4, and then one a little bit older, a couple years older. And he has been, for the last, I'd say, 2 years, kind of caught in limbo about whether or not he wants to get his family back together or if he wants to continue to for them to go their separate ways. But I think deep down, there's a part of him that, as much as he's kind of trying to move on, has always wanted his family back. There's a piece of him that just always wanted that to come to fruition. And he never knew that she felt the same way, because it's really been her who has been adamant this entire time about them just going their separate ways. So about 2 months ago, she started to kind of hint towards maybe wanting to get their family back. She started calling a little more, and she was kind of speaking to it, but just not really coming out and flat out asking. Until the other day, she just straight up told him, listen, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I really want to get my family back, and I wonder what you think about it. So he's like, okay, let me process it. This is big news, and I'll get back to you. So he's kind of talking to somebody else, but it's fairly new. He doesn't really know if it's going to go somewhere, and he really just started talking to this person because he really was just focusing on himself and his family and his career all of this time. Now, when he gets to the point of thinking, maybe I will actually go for this and get my family back, his mother calls him. And his mother tells him that apparently they have some kind of card. And I guess it would be like, what's the store where you got to have like a membership card and everybody has
Costco?
It would be like a Costco, but it's like wherever he lives, it's their version mm-hmm. of Costco. And I guess they all shared this card at some point.
Like a Sam's Club or something like that?
Like exactly okay. like that. And so she still uses the card, but I guess he wasn't aware of the fact that she still uses the card. But the mother is aware of everyone who uses the card because she actually looks at the receipts and what's purchased. But he doesn't do that.
Oh, okay. Because, like, with the card, like, you're not charging things to the card. The card is just like a membership card to get you into the store. And then once you're into the store, you use your own credit card to purchase your items.
Well, this card is both.
Okay.
This card is like a membership card and you can use it as a credit card.
Okay, gotcha.
So I guess she never, since at one point they were a family and they all used this card, she never stopped using the card. He doesn't use the card anymore. He doesn't care, but he also allows his mom to use the card. So his mom hit him and said, hey, I'm not trying to be in your business or anything,
but
do you still use the card? And he's like, no, I don't use that card. I haven't used that card in months. Like, what are you talking about, mom? And she's like, oh, well, do you know of anybody who has access to the card? And he's like, yeah, you know, he says her name, the mother of his children. She has access to it. And then the mother's like, well, in that case, I don't know if I should tell you this. And he's like, well, it's too late now, mom. Like, we're here now. Tell me, what's up? And she says, well, a pregnancy test was purchased.
So she's like, not just looking at the receipt total, but like at the actual items that have been purchased.
Yes. And he's like, a what now? And she said, yeah, I mean, I didn't purchase it and I see it. And if you didn't do it, then who else was it?
Well, sometimes, people like to do it as a hobby. Just pee on pregnancy test. Yeah.
Or maybe she was buying it for a friend and she's not buying it for herself.
Possibly.
Mm. Girls be taking pregnancy tests together.
So he called her. He didn't waste too much time calling to find out. And because he felt, the only reason he felt the way was, because why would you be asking me to get the family back together if, you know, you're in this situation? So he called her and he asked her and he said she hesitated long enough that he felt like it was definitely her.
Okay.
She didn't really know exactly what to say.
Mm. And she wasn't like immediate, like, oh, it's my niece. And she was worried about going to her mom. So, you know, she and I went and I got it for her so she could take it, blah, blah, blah.
Nah.
She had too much of a pause.
She did the heavy sigh.
You got so many lies going through your head at the same time. You can't choose one.
I know that sigh. I know that sigh very well.
However, I came up with one pretty dang quick.
He did. And that's what I guess she wasn't on her game. So then she said, I think her response was something to the extent of, listen, I don't think that's anything. It's nothing to share. I think is what she said. There's nothing to share there. I don't know why your mom is telling you. Like, she went into not addressing the actual point of what is this about. And he said it was kind of enough for him. He felt like, you know what? We don't even have to get into it. But for him, that was enough to know that getting his family back, like, that was almost the universe's way of saying, this is not what you want to do.
That electronic footprint is everywhere, man.
You can't.
It's everywhere. You
anything.
Can't get away from it.
Did nothing he take his card back?
I don't know, actually. I didn't even ask him that part. Typical guy
scared.
Conversation.
Yeah. Too scared.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like music is the one industry where dumb sometimes wins. All you need to do is hear that one Justin Bieber song, Yummy, and be like, yeah, sometimes dumb can win. Or that Crazy Frog song. Or
Pineapple, whatever that stupid song is.
Anything from Black Eyed Peas.
Absolutely.
Gangnam Style. I'm sexy and I know it. Sometimes dumb just resonates with people.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Don't be hating on the Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, girl, I'm going to hate on the Cotton Eye Joe.
I'll be dancing to the Cotton Eye Joe.
Did you guys say the, what does the fox say? How did that song become a hit?
I have no idea.
I think it was like an internet meme. I don't know if that song was actually like legit. I felt like it was like a YouTube.
That was a song.
That was a song, man.
Yeah.
Dear God. Anyway, well, Kesha is coming out and admitting that one of her biggest songs, she believes it was too dumb until it became a hit. The dumber it got, the better it got. She was recently on the Jennifer Hudson Show and likes to think of herself as a pretty smart person, but this song was pretty dumb.
And TikTok was a huge hit, and you wrote that at 21. Did you know it was going to be the hit it was?
No, oh my God. No, when I was writing TikTok, it was weird because the dumber it got, the better it got.
which was confusing because, like, I like to think of myself as a fairly intelligent human being, but it just got dumber and dumber and better and better. So when I listened to the final product, I was like, this is too dumb. And it's like 1.5 billion streams at this point.
That don't sound dumb to me.
Don't ever think you're too dumb for America.
No.
Never.
And just to clarify, what does the Fox say?
Oh, okay.
It peaked at the top of the Norwegian singles chart.
Okay, Europop.
But it was successful in the U.S., where it peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 consecutive weeks.
That's crazy.
Weeks.
Wow. That might be a fun game tomorrow. Like, find the most random and lame songs, and we try to guess how high they went up on the charts.
Oh, man.
Because I would have never said it went that high.
Number 6.
Simple sales records, man.
Somebody is driving around in a Porsche because of that song.
Uh-huh.
All right, Salma Hayek, she recently announced on the Today Show that she is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. This is very exciting. She's alongside Olympian Jordan Chiles, influencer Livy Dunn, and also model Lauren Chan. But she said she was shocked that this is happening at this stage of her life, considering she is 58 years old.
I remember when I was young and hot.
You're still hot.
I used to look at this magazine and I wanted to see who was the new gorgeous model, the new girl of the moment. And it never crossed my mind that I could be in that court because they didn't look like me. My body is not necessarily the model type. And it just, I never thought that was a possibility. And for it to happen when I'm 58, it's really shocking.
Yeah, I love that they're diversifying who they're choosing, because I think last year, like, wasn't it Martha Stewart that was also featured? And we were like, nobody ever thought of Martha Stewart as a sex symbol until Sports Illustrated gave her the platform.
What I love about Salma Hayek speaking out about this is she is one of the most beautiful women. I think we can all agree, like, she is gorgeous. Yeah. And that's an understatement. She's all right. That's a high marks from Mo. And yet here she is saying, I didn't think it could be me because I didn't fit the stereotypical standards. So next time you feel bad about yourself, remember Salma Hayek feels bad about, not bad about herself, but doesn't think she's beautiful enough to be on a magazine cover for Sports Illustrated. And if Salma Hayek doesn't think she makes the cut, then it's all stupid and you can just go about your day feeling good about yourself.
That doesn't make me feel better. If Salma Hayek thinks she's ugly, what am I?
You guys are probably more in tune to this than I am, but I was walking around Target the other day and just noticed the stark difference between models now that are modeling clothes at Target than it used to be.
It's a lot more diverse.
Yeah, it's all about diverse.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. I went in one the other day and saw in the kids section when I'm shopping for my kids, one of the child models was disabled and was in a wheelchair. And I was like, how great is that for kids to be able to see themselves represented, but also for able-bodied kids to be able to see kids in a wheelchair represented like just the same way on huge like billboards as models. I think it's wonderful.
I just like the mannequins actually look like real humans. Because you know how back in the day it used to be like the perfect hourglass waist. I love that now I walk by a mannequin. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my body would look like that if I had that clothes on.
Me too, until yesterday when I was like, that's a cute dress, and realized I was in the pregnancy section and not the plus size section.
No.
It was really cute, though.
All right, Diddy's ex-girlfriend Cassie's testimony from court is out, and she's explaining what led up to that harrowing attack in the hallway at an L.A. hotel. I'll tell you more in your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.